the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And I think we may be building a brand new wing onto the DraftKings campus in Boston, Lundy, because we were brutalized by the book yesterday, particularly in that Buffalo game. Cole Beasley didn't hit for us. Stephon Diggs, by the way, is an ATM machine in human form. And just bet the over on receptions, bet the over on yards every single game. At some sites, you can do like same game parlays, throw in a touchdown anytime in there as well, because chances are he's going to cash. But God, Belichick benching Cam Newton killed us, because I broke out the sledgehammer on Cam Newton rush attempts. He had 4 the first half, would have easily coasted probably 8, 9, maybe 10 in the game. But nah, he pulled the plug on our guy, threw in Jason Stidham or Jared Stidham, whatever Stidham, crappy quarterback from Auburn, and there you go.
I'm never a trusting person when it comes to New England, Brad. There's a few coaches out there, and they seem to be in the Belichick coaching tree. For example, you and I had a hard time trusting Matt Patricia. There just seems to be something that comes out of Foxborough that makes us not trust people. And I think that might have been the final straw last night. You've done it to me once, Belichick, in fantasy. But now that I sit here in the centennial state of Colorado and I can actually sports bet, don't you dare mess with my wallet like that.
Oh, he did. And so did Michigan State. How do you shoot 15% and a half, bro? What is going on? Tom Izzo and the Spartans just terrible against the Golden Gophers last night. Well, you know what that means? It's time to wash the bitterness away on the palate and get back in the saddle.
We're going on tilt.
That's right, we are tilting. It's not even the end of 2020 yet. So, look, if you want to get in on any football action, we got the college football playoff upcoming, college basketball, the NBA, the NHL, the Horizon, whatever is your pleasure, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried out DK Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? And to celebrate this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users a chance to bet on any semifinal team win in the championship rounds. So all you got to do is this. Whoever you want to wager on in the semifinals, put $1, put $10, put $100 on it, and it's 100-1 odds. That's it. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship, and if your team wins, you can cash $100. While all the exciting football stuff is available to you, let's not forget the basketball season is in full swing. So head to the app now to check out all of DraftKings' daily odds boosts. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code FTN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any semifinal team this week for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Tuesday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, it's going to be college basketball heavy in this episode. We got a 4-pack of picks, and I'm going to work in one in the NBA. So let's go ahead and start off with a powerhouse matchup, Lundy. The Denver Pioneers going up against Grand Canyon, the Lopes. And I'm laying the 14.5 on GCU. Look, the Pioneers are, you know, like the characters in Oregon Trail, you could try to, you know, forge the river and chances are you're going to drown or you're going to get cholera or you're going to get some other disease and it's going to be all she wrote. This is one of the worst teams in college basketball. DU, 300 plus in offensive and defensive efficiency. They got major turnover problems as well, coughing it up 24.2% of the time. The Lopes, meanwhile, they played a rigorous schedule. They really get after the interior, have a massive paint advantage here with Lever and Mittgard. In the paint, they are shooting 61.3% as a team. That is top 10 in the country. Also number 6 in the nation in defensive rebounding percentage. So a lot of one and dones likely for DU. And when you can't shoot, it doesn't really matter much anyway. So I think Grand Canyon, going to handle business. They have covered against other 300-plus teams in the KenPom rankings, the other two opponents that they have faced this season in that range, and I think it's going to be the trifecta. They're going to add a third. So give me Grand Canyon. Go Lopes! Minus 14.5 against DU. Fade or follow?
I'll follow on this one. Why not? This is where we can have some fun. This is where we can make up for the debacle that was Monday Night Football.
Or basketball. It was all
right?
Bad.
I'm just saying. But what you do, you go find these kind of matchups. Sometimes you don't need the, you know, LSU Texas A&M game. Sometimes you don't need the big high profile game. Sometimes what you need, do a little digging, do a little research, find yourself a game that you say, hey, I think this spread isn't quite right, or I think this over under isn't quite right. And that's where you can get yourself back on track, get back on the horse. So let's do it. Let's go ahead and go against the Pios on this one. I'll roll with you with Grand Canyon.
Make me some loonies, Lopes.
Number four.
All right, let's work in our alt-line parlay play of the day in college basketball. And this is a one I'm pretty confident on. I feel good about it, although I felt really good about Gonzaga covering last night. And I felt really good about Wisconsin covering the 5. And Gonzaga, fell on their sword. And meanwhile, Wisconsin just lost right up at home to Maryland. So, didn't go so well. So, let's try to get back on the right track and get this ship turned around. I'm taking Florida State in the first leg plus 6 at Clemson. FSU's length with Kupervica, Gray, and Polite. Major advantage here against a Clemson front line that ranks 155 plus in offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding percentage. The Tigers have massive offensive warts. One of the worst shooting teams in the Power 5 level. Number 141 in effective field goal percentage. They're outstanding defensively. There is no question about it, is Clemson. But FSU can step out and knock down threes consistently, shooting just over 35% as a team. That's why I like FSU to keep this thing nice and warm and tight and snug at plus 6 on the road in their ACC opener. Meanwhile, the Big Ten, give me Purdue plus 7 at the rack against Rutgers. Now, Rutgers right now, rather emaciated. They may only have a 6-man rotation. Amayuri is doubtful with a knee injury. Mag, doubtful with an ankle setback. So I think the boiler bangers in the post, and Travion Williams and Eddie, the 7-plus footer, Wheeler as well, they're going to be able to, you know, bang around there in the trenches and, you know, get a lot of those rebounds and second chance opportunities, which they typically feast on. And the perimeter game, quite strong as well for Purdue this season. And if they can somehow neutralize Ron Harper Jr., who has just been incredible this season, 25 of 50 from downtown Lundy, they got a good shot here of not only covering the plus 7, but maybe even win this game going away. By the way, Purdue has given up just 32.5% from beyond the arc this season. So, fade or follow my 2-leg alt-line parlay, FSU plus 6 and the Boilers plus 7 at a plus 102 juice.
Brad, we try really hard not to let recency bias play into how we bet or the players we use in DFS or whatever. This is a case where I'm going to try to not let my recency bias with you and your alt-line parlays play into this decision, because yesterday's alt-line obviously did not go as well as we would have hoped with the Zags. I'll tell you what, I'm going to follow on this one just because of what we were talking about with Rutgers. I actually really like the first half of it. I like the FSU call. The Rutgers one and Purdue, I think, is a smart play just because of the injuries that we're dealing with. And I like flipping the script and going with the alt line on this one. Rutgers, 5-0 at home.
Yep.
And so it may be one that Rutgers, maybe they can figure out a way to be able to do it, even with a really short bench and a short rotation within this game. But at the same time, taking Purdue, going ahead and grabbing the extra points, I think is smart, really good way to be able to do these alt lines, put them together and turn it into a W. So I will follow on this one. Fingers crossed for those damn Seminoles.
That's right. Wash away the stank of yesterday's parlay play.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, and it's in the NBA. And look, if you want to get in on the NBA, you want to get in on the NFL, you even got college sports. You can do so right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. It's a very simple game to play. You just take your favorite player. You go over or under, more or less, and you got to pair them together, whether in packs of two, all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less, the more money that you stuff into your pockets at monkeyknifefight.com. And go there right now. And as a new user, use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house only at monkeyknifefight.com. It's Jeremy Grant, the former Denver Nugget, now of the Detroit Pistons, going up against the Golden State Warriors, and Steph Curry, who picking up kind of where they left off last season, which was the dregs of the keg, because the Warriors have looked like utter shite here in the early going of the NBA season. Grant's line is 15.5 points. And I know it's a back-to-back, but I'm going to go over on this one. You look at Golden State, third worst defensive team so far here in the early going at the pro hoops level, giving up a 1.134 points per possession. They are dead last in three-point percentage D, allowing 46% along the arc, and that's one of the specialties of Jeremy Grant, spotting up and knocking down those long-distance shots. Last couple of games, he's gone for 28 points and 27 points. And he's got a high usage rate, so I think the minutes are still going to be up because it's early in the season, so those back-to-backs, he won't be as limited as he would be later on in the year. So as long as he's out there getting 30-plus minutes, I think it's going to be another 20-plus points against this weakened defense of the Warriors. More like wimps, really, than Warriors. Fade or follow my over, Jeremy Grant, 15.5 points against Golden State.
Well, Jeremy Grant made me some money last night because his points, rebounds, assist line, his PRA, was only sitting at 22.5, and he absolutely crushed that.
Did.
By the way, his PRA for tonight's game against the Warriors is even lower. It's at only 21.5. So, Brad, as much as I love the points, I'm going to follow you on that one, but I'm probably going to try to double dip on back-to-back with his PRA number as well. You look at the last two games. So I mentioned, you know, last night's game against Atlanta, I went with him. He finished with 34, even though his over-under was 22. Game before that, going up against the Cavs, 28 points, 10 boards, and two assists. That's the thing about Jeremy Grant's points, rebounds, assist number, and I think it's skewed here early in the season, is his size, his length being 6'8", but that big wingspan, he moves the court really well. It was where he was able to help the Nuggets last season in the bubble for them to get to the Western Conference Finals before going to Detroit. His rebounds number is what helps him with the PRA. So call it a bonus time, call it a piggyback, whatever you want. I love his points total because I do think he's going to beat that. 15.5 to me is way too low. But anybody that might be a little leery of the points, maybe on the back-to-back, whatever, look at that PRA number because with his points only being at 15.5, look, all you're looking for is, you know, a combination of six boards and assists, and you're also going to hit the PRA. So I love both of those numbers for Grant tonight against the Warriors, who have not looked good at all defensively.
Yeah. He's averaging 37.3 minutes per game, and that is always critical. The more time you play, the more opportunities present themselves. Make some grants with Jeremy.
Number two.
All right, back to the college hardwood and back to the Big Ten, Northwestern and Iowa. This is an auto bet over anything Iowa at 157 in this one with a minus 110 juice. Look, the Hawkeyes have gone over in 8 of 9 games this season, and you know, pace is going to be paramount in this matchup against the unblemished in conference play and nationally ranked Northwestern Wildcats. Unbelievably so. Iowa number 35 in adjusted tempo in the country. Northwestern, they don't play at a sluggish pace either. Number 132 in that category. Offensive execution for both these teams really just off the charts. Iowa on the season netting 1.21 points per possession and shooting 36.6% from downtown. Northwestern in Big Ten play shooting 41.1% on those long balls, over 58% inside the arc, and they make you pay at the free throw line as well, shooting 77.8%. Adige, Boo Booey going up against Luka Garza, Bohannon, CJ Frederick and company. It's going to be brisk pace. It's going to be breakneck, and I think it's going to be in the 160s in the end. And then we're going to see Northwestern's true colors tonight, Lundy, as this is one of their first major tests here on the Big Ten slate. So fade or follow by over 157 Wildcats and Hawkeyes.
I just have fun saying boo booey. It sounds like something that, you know, that would be like a character in a toddler's television show.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean? You know, just this little character that runs around named boo booey. I'm going to follow you on this one as well, Brad, because I'm with you. I've seen some projections, looked around at a few different sites, and they've got this projected in the mid to upper 160s. You know, maybe you split the difference there, but I think right now the way that it is, that it's set up with 157, that gives me enough of a cushion to feel comfortable to be able to take the over. And as you said, the over with Iowa has become essentially automatic. Let's see these two teams get back and forth up and down the court. We'll certainly know by halftime kind of how they're pacing. But I like the idea of this one getting up into the 160s. I'll follow.
Points for everyone in Iowa City.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, my favorite wager on the board tonight. I love the under 127 in Houston and Tulsa. Houston has gone over or under, excuse me, in 5 of 7 contests this season. And, you know, just the opposite of Northwestern and Iowa. The tempo in this game is going to be at a snail's pace. Houston, number 319 in adjusted tempo in the country. Tulsa at number 303. So teams that feel very comfortable taking their foot off the pedal, feel very comfortable playing in a half-court setting. A lot of contested shots on both ends of the floor here. Houston, number 12 in the country in defensive efficiency, giving up just 0.89 points per possession. Tulsa, number 37 in the country in that category, allowing 0.92 points per possession. And both of these squads, bricklayers from downtown. Houston shooting just 31.9% beyond the arc. Tulsa, a miserable 29% on trays this season. So you pack it all together. This one may not even escape the 50s when it's all said and done. So under 127, Houston, Tulsa, fade or follow.
How ugly is that, Brad? We just went from an over-under with Northwestern and Iowa of 157, and we're going to drop 3 bills down to 127?
Yep.
Good heavens. How in the world could you even sit back and watch this?
It's college basketball. It's finest, baby. The contrast of styles. That's why I love it.
It is. It's pretty fun to watch. As you know, I grew up in Corvallis. I grew up at Oregon State, and I remember those Ralph Miller teams where the final score was like 42-40. Those were the kind of games that I saw pre-shot clock when I was growing up in Corvallis. So, sure, I'll go ahead and follow on this one, and you are going to get a contrast of styles between these two with the breakneck speed back and forth with Iowa and then drop things down to Houston and Tulsa. So in between a little bit of college bowl games tonight.
Yeah.
I'll be flipping back and forth, checking out some of the college hoops, and definitely those two games are going to be on the docket.
Yeah, I'm not touching any of the college bowl games because who knows if they're ever going to be played. That's the primary. It seems like every time I turn my head, it's like, oh, there's another cancellation. I can't pinpoint any of the stupid college football games right now, but we will have some picks once the playoff games get underway. And again, make sure you do so at DraftKings Sportsbook. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. And you can follow me on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports. And it's year round. We cover everything and sports betting needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.